For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't know that a lot of things will come up and take our time this much, but it's for good. Hallelujah. Are God being good to us? Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate every one of you for being around for this Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, just like an evil man will open his shop, he has the goods, but his excitement, his customers are here to buy. Is that not true? Is that not true? We're excited that you're here to hear me preach and you're here to hear the word of God. Praise God. And I'm so happy. I don't take your presence for granted in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to appreciate every one of us serving in one capacity or the other. Hallelujah. Serving in one place or the other. The media theme, the music, the prayer, every one of you. I believe the wisdom of God will reflect in your life and it will show that it pays to serve God in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, our topic this morning, what was our topic last Sunday? What? No, that was the theme for the month, knowledge and revelation. What was the topic for last Sunday particularly? The deliverance power of knowledge. Is that right? Hallelujah. Now, our topic this early morning is the breaking the bondage of ignorance. Breaking the what? Bondage of ignorance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, when you hear a topic like this, it will now begin to, in your mind, like, I'm not ignorant. Hallelujah. Now, before you even look at our first text, please hear me out, everybody. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. A secondary school graduate has a level of knowledge. Is that not true? But he's at a level of ignorance. True? An undergraduate has a level of knowledge. But still, that undergraduate is at a level of ignorance. Is that not true? A master student has a level of knowledge. But still, that master student is also at another level of ignorance. A professor has a level of, or a doctor has a level of knowledge, but he's still at another level of ignorance. So with a professor. So no matter your level you are, including myself, we are at the level of knowledge and still at the level of ignorance. True? Yes. So you see that all of us need a message for tonight. Is that true? So I want your heart to be open, and I know you will surely be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. And then Proverbs 19 verse 2. Just queue up. Hosea chapter 4, 1, 2, 3, go. My people, hallelujah, not unbelievers, that is God's people, is that right? My people are what? Are destroyed for lack. Lack means it is not there. Is that not true? Lack of knowledge, yes? Because thou hast rejected knowledge, now they have rejected it. Not that it wasn't there, hallelujah. I know I don't want knowledge. God said, for rejecting knowledge, no, you didn't reject me, but you rejected knowledge. I will also reject you. Is that not true? That thou shalt be no priest to me. Because priests are supposed to be with knowledge. And the Bible says we are kings and priests, true of us. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Proverbs 19, verse 2. Proverbs 19, verse 2. Thank you very much. Also that the soul be without knowledge. It is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. When you read that from different translations, you'll be shocked. Hallelujah. It is not good that a soul be without knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is not what? Good that the soul be without knowledge. Hallelujah. So breaking the bondage of ignorance. Ignorance is a condition of being uninformed and uneducated. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just pray for grace for me because our time is gone. Ignorance is a condition of what? being uninformed and uneducated, breaking the bondage of ignorance, our topic. Ignorance is a condition of being uninformed. You don't know and you are uneducated. Ignorance means lack of knowledge and information. Lack of knowledge and information. And then number three, blindness and unawareness. Ignorance means blindness and unawareness. Now, blindness of the soul, blindness of the spirit, blindness of the mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If something happened this week, hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand my style of preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, every pastor has his style and the way he presents his homiletics. Is that not true? Now, my style is, I want you to understand, I have the way, I like bringing general foundational truth so that I'll be able to understand and bring our mind to the topic altogether. And then I'll give you the point, give you the benefit, and also like sharing with you how to get that result. I believe the message is not complete if I don't teach you how to get the result. Altogether, share with the consequence so that our mind will be balanced, so that we have things to apply. So that I'll not just teach you what you ought to do, what you ought to do, but you don't know what to do. Praise God. So there's some foundational truth about ignorance I want you to know. Quickly. Jesus Christ wept only 2 times in the Bible. Did you hear me? Jesus Christ what? Wept only 2 times in the Bible. The first one was in John 11:35 when he went to the tomb of Lazarus. Is that not true? And the Bible says Jesus Christ. But the second time Jesus Christ wept was because of ignorance. Think about God weeping because of ignorance. You can see that in Luke chapter 19 verse 41 to 43. Jesus Christ the Almighty wept. That is the power. He didn't wept when he saw a dead man. That is only Lazarus. He didn't wept when he saw cancer, when he saw growth, when he saw the woman with the issue of blood 38 years, when he saw many. He didn't cry when he saw their condition. But when he saw ignorance, Jesus Christ wept. The Bible says, Luke 19, 41 to 43. Hallelujah. He wept because of ignorance. Jesus Christ will not weep in your life. Say amen.
Amen.
And when he was come near, he beheld the city. And what? This was the only 2 times in Bible Jesus Christ. Wait, then the next verse. Saying, if thou hast known, if only you know. That means they didn't know. Hallelujah. They didn't know. At least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thy eyes. Down to 43. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ wept, first of all, because of the so much love he has for Lazarus. And second time, the only time Jesus Christ wept was because of ignorance. That is dealing with the level of power that ignorance has. Is that true? Number two, I want you to understand that ignorance is worse than demonic possession. Worse than a demon being in your life. The state of ignorance is worse than that. How do you get that? Now, the Bible is beginning in Colossians 1, verse 27. Colossians 1, 27. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If we only know what Jesus Christ has done for us. Many demonic circumstances, if we only know, they will not be in our lives. Altogether. Now, I remember something. One time when I went to a school quiz in secondary school, I remember, I can't forget that day. One man met me in the bus. How was the quiz? I said, the quiz was fine. How was the performance? I said, I did my best. Then he said something I will never forget. I may be very, very young that time. Secondary school, maybe just 1, just 2. Then he said, all your best was good enough. Do you understand that? I did my best. Yeah, that's correct. But all your best was good enough. All you knew was to answer number 1 out of 7 questions. That was your best. But that your best will give you a stage F. True? Yeah, don't be flabbergasted. Don't be enjoyed when you say, I'm doing my best. I have done all my best. You have done all you know how to do. There are many things that you don't know that you have not done. So what is that when I've done my best? Your best may not be good enough. Your best may still be at best at not doing anything. Are we together? So ignorance is worse than a demonic possession. Number 3, I want you to understand generally is, God desires knowledge more than offering and givings. Hosea chapter 6 verse 6. God desires knowledge above offering. More than tithe, more than come and giving offering. God desires that we have knowledge. Thank you very much. Let's read it together. Hosea 6:6. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice. And the knowledge of God more than what? More than burnt offerings. How do you get that? So God will have us to have knowledge than give. This is a direct scripture, is that correct? Now number four, I want you to understand is God is frustrated and almost helpless in the face of ignorant Christians or in the face of ignorant people. Let's have Mark chapter 6 from verse 3 to 5. And because of our time, I'll just share the story. Mark 3 from verse 6, 3 to 5. Mark 3, 6, 3 to 5 was the story of one of the most familiar scripture on familiarity. When Jesus Christ walked to his place, every power in the world was resident in him at that moment. How do you get that? But the Bible says he couldn't do anything. Not that he didn't want to, he couldn't. Because of their unbelief. Because they don't even believe. Is it not Joseph? Is it not me? That young guy? That half caste? It's not me that we know. Oh, forget that guy. Altogether. He could not do anything. See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise God. May you not frustrate God in your life. May you not frustrate God in your life. Yeah. Amen. Number five. What you don't know is naturally above you by. Is that true? Bishop Oyedepo, a legendary saying from him, says, there is no mountain anywhere. Your mountain is your ignorance. Have you ever heard him say that? Okay, I'm saying it in case you have not. He said, there is no mountain anywhere. Mountain doesn't exist. Your mountain is your ignorance. That means the height of your mountain reveals the height of your ignorance. How do you get that? Now, because listen to me, guys. What you are seeing as a prayer point, somebody is not a prayer point. That, hope you know that. What you see as a challenge and you shiver and what you weave you on your clothes. Because you saw a demon or you saw the manifestation. To somebody will see that. They'll be looking at that and be smiling and be excited at the demonic manifestation. It doesn't reveal your level of ignorance. How do you get that? I can be leading 5,000 naira and have a deadline by Friday. And I am agitated. I cannot sleep. I cannot wake up. Why somebody else needs $5 billion by Friday and is sleeping? And he knows the money will come. And it will come. All of us, it's the same God we are praying to. But it reveals our level of knowledge. I understand that. So there is no mountain, no challenge anywhere. Generational problem, relationship problem, challenge, financial crisis. All of them are real. But when we increase in knowledge, they bow. Are we right? All of us, the challenges in our lives reflect the level of ignorance in our life. Once you grow, there are some things you don't even pray about. So is that when I dreamt, I wake up, I'll be praying in the morning. Because I heard that when you sleep, a bad dream, you wake up and pray. Just the time when I wake up, I'll pray. But now I hardly sleep bad dream. I hardly dream bad dream. Because in my dream, the devil cannot come and show me what he wants to show me. But even when I dream a dream, that is something, I wake up, I told you, I remember in the afternoon, Bishop Medebo said he slept and he saw himself in a coffin. So when he woke up, he said, you bastard devil, you are a fool. How can I be dead and be seeing myself in a coffin? Are you not foolish? Can you not form good dreams? He didn't pray about it, but somebody else will go to Orioke Mountain. Is that not true? Somebody else will be restless. I saw it as a pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. I saw myself in a coffin, and when I see this like that, it's confirmed. Yes. Hallelujah. Bishop, the point is, somebody appeared to him in the night and told him that by so and so day you will die. He said that he didn't even pray about it. He didn't tell his wife till the day passed. He said, I saw a dream that day. Bishop Edebo said he came back one day and his wife said, I had a miscarriage. I have a miscarriage. Blood came out. He said that it cannot happen. Can I have my food, please? Yes. And he ate, and he said that day there was a cell meeting in their house and then he never prayed about it. David Oyedepo, the pastor of Kenanland City, that's the product of that testimony. Yes. So see that every mountain you have and you are magnifying it is reveal your level of ignorance. How do you get that? So there is no mountain anywhere. It doesn't exist. It's just that you don't know about all these sisters praying about husband. There are many men in this world. You know, I know some ladies personally never been in a relationship, not one. Complete virgin to the best of her knowledge. And then, not in a relationship. And then some guys will be shouting their mouth somewhere, good girls don't exist. You are a capital ignoramus. You are a gentle wife material, 1,000 yard Hollandis. They exist. All this prayer point of sister, where is my husband? My husband come before this. The man exists. There are men that are built, having houses, cars, well built with a vision. They live. They are somewhere. All you don't know is how to navigate him to your direction. Or position yourself rightly. He can come for a wedding he never planned. He can travel a journey he never planned. A circumstance can happen that he will see you by fire. So the problem is ignorance. Many people don't know. But today you are free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Now number six. Sin out of ignorance is still punished by God. Leviticus chapter 4 from verse 2 to 4. Sin, Leviticus 4, 2 to 4. Sin out of ignorance is still what? Because you don't know that fornication is bad. I forgive you. Hallelujah. But Ezekiel was sharing that he made an undergraduate. He doesn't know fornication is bad. As shocking as it is true that many people don't really know fornication is bad. You know that? But still, in their ignorance, they will still be punished. Rabbi says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them. Yes? If the priest that is anointed, that is the priest himself, do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bullock, without blemish unto the Lord for his sin offering. God will not say, I forgive you, because you don't know. So don't think anything dishonor, disrespect, anything you're doing, you don't know. Bible speaking in Acts chapter 17 verse 30, in the days of ignorance, God overlooked. But now he commands men. Okay, not forget 1 John chapter 2 verse 20, the Bible says we have the unction of the Holy Spirit and he teaches us all things. The Bible says those that live without the law will be judged without the law, because all of us always have conscience. Do you understand? That means those that live before Jesus Christ, how would they be judged? They had a conscience that time. Everybody that has ever lived knew that to kill a human being is wrong. Is that true? So every sin out of ignorance, you will still be punished. That is why you must go for knowledge. Are we together? And then finally, many people are not bound by any demon anywhere, but only by ignorance. Many people shouting in churches, going for night vigil. Every vigil they are there. You might end and say, when it is night in Africa, it is morning in Europe. Is it true? Yes, sir. When it is night somewhere, it is morning somewhere. So there is not so much, there is power in night prayer together. But don't just make it look as if that is the ultimate solution. Demons don't know morning and night. Hope you know that. They only relate more to humans than night, because human beings are limited. So go for knowledge. Most of the prayer point you are praying for, you'll be free from them. How's it? You'll be free from them. So today is breaking the bondage of ignorance. Hallelujah. Now, what are the bondages of ignorance? Number one, ignorance makes a man declares enmity with God. Psalms 14 verse 4 and Hosea chapter 4 verse 1. Ignorance. It is ignorant men that make themselves declare God Almighty as their enemy. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord. Hosea chapter 4 verse 1. Hallelujah. There are many people that have declared enmity with God and with Christianity. Are you aware? Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy. God has an agitation with the inhabitant of the land. Because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. Now, the last Sunday of this month, I have a 3-page sermon. The topic is men of God. Make sure you are around. Hallelujah. It is ignorance. Don't forget, this is a month of knowledge. You will know a lot of things. It is ignorance that is making many people stand and point fingers at certain entities in this world. Many people will sit down with a biro because you are a judge carrying a staple and write laws against the church, against the body of Christ. They don't have no idea. They have no clue whatsoever what they are into. But with a man's breath is in his nostrils. He lifted Joseph from prison to palace. Brought Nebuchadnezzar from bad to an animal. Three headed. Gave him the heart of a dog, an animal. He ate grass, grew skin, feathers like a bird. His cloth became like the one of a bird. He can waste people. Bible said, I am the Lord your God. I kill, I make alive. I wound and I heal. If God is on your case, you are dead. Do you understand? So many people are totally ignorant of certain people. They point finger and they think they make law and there's nothing God can do. God is merciful. And God can watch you. But when God looks in your direction, the Bible says, in his nostrils there is smoke. Eyeballs on fire. He said, in his thunder he called and he said, hell on fire. Brimstone, smoke and worm. God is terrible. I have had people say things that even demons will not say. Even Lucifer, their father, will not say that, those kind of things. But Lucifer, you are my servant, the boss. What some mortal says about God, will not say it. It's ignorant that many people declare in them, and many people don't know how hell is. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Ha. The person that died yesterday, no bad boy in hell. That's what people need to know. No champagne, no gangster. You are carrying 35 tattoos on your body. You have been to the hell. You have been in the river for. When you are in hell, everybody is under pressure. Do you understand that? You will not be sagging your trousers and say we are singing our baby. No, everybody in hell is under fire, temperature. All right. Don't worry, be around that Sunday. Are you together? Just pray that I will not be emotional that Sunday. Because many people are doing things. You know, even if a lion is sleeping, a monkey can never come and touch his tail. Because a sleeping lion is still a lion. Give that monkey star, Gunda. When he sights a lion, his eyes will clear.
yeah. Alright, let's wait that time. Hallelujah.
Number two. Bondage of ignorance, loneliness and rejection, and irresponsibility is inevitable because of ignorance. Laziness, rejection, and irresponsibility. Can we have Proverbs 14 verse 7? When you have an ignorant friend, you will run away from him, two of us. So when people are running away from you, it shows that there is nothing on your coconut head. No, not your own, hallelujah. On the person's coconut head. There is nothing there. When we meet with them, there is nothing productive. All they talk about is ladies, sex. That is all. When you meet a lady, all she talks about is Gucci, Versace, Louis Vuitton. That is all. Everything on our Brazilian here is sacks of garri. Nothing.
God.
You really hear with the way some people talk. And then you be baffled. How do you get it? Nothing. The Bible is saying, go from the core, go. Let me advise you now. Let me tell you what the Bible is saying. When you ever see an ignorant person, the Bible says, go from his presence. This Wednesday we'll look at foolishness. It's a topic for Wednesday. How do you get that? I can't remember something foolishness. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the least of knowledge. You cite any of your friends that is ignorance, avoid them like cancer. How do you get that? Bible says, mark them, stand them like a subda, and avoid them. So you'll be lonely, you'll be rejected. So acquire knowledge. People will look for you. How do you get that? People will look for you. People can leave Lagos and travel to Abuja or travel to Kano to look for somebody that has knowledge. Is that not true? Yes. Number three, bondage of ignorance, captivity, slavery, and yokes. Anybody that doesn't have that is in a state of ignorance is under captivity. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. Man. Captivity under slavery and under yokes. Now put in bracket both deserved and undeserved. There is deserved captivity. There is deserved slavery and there are deserved yokes. And there are those that are not deserved. Are we together? Now, when you are ignorant, both the one you deserve and the one you don't deserve will be your portion. Do you understand that? The Bible says, therefore my people are gone into what? Captivity. Because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished and their multitude dried up with thirst. Are we together? So captivity, slavery, and yours, both the one you deserve. Because there are some captivities that are well deserved. Are we together? When you wake up in the morning and for 8 months, this is the 9 month of 2020, hallelujah. And then you are a graduate, you are finished NYC. And then you are waiting for recruitment. Government and God has not given us what Buhari is. You deserve poverty. Do you understand? You have worked hard to be poor. Your diligence is paying. Wake up in the morning, you are on Twitter, you are on Instagram, you are on Facebook, you are on all the messengers, you have them on your phone. You have become a practical media personality. And it's stretching your back. You deserve poverty. How do you get that? That captivity of poverty is deserved. Is that not true? Yes. You are sleeping from Cynthia to Sintiki, from Sintiki to Sisi, from all the seas, you are following them from bed to bed. And then you have a disease, or you cannot think very well. Oh, you know that the more promiscuous you become, the more your brain lives. You know that? That's why you can see a man white beard, a small girl of 22 years touching his head and say, honey, somebody he has a daughter of her age. Because the man's head is no longer on his brain, on his core. It's not there. He cannot think. He can't think. They can't think. You will not be there. Can't think. 22 years old, touching his head and say, honey, I saw a video, a lecturer with his wedding ring, captured naked, sleeping with a young lady in the university. He was implicated. The video was all around, was fired in most of the university. Yes. You have a wife that has everything that young lady has. Everything. But your eye will not allow you to sit down and concentrate. You are spreading seed as if you are rainfall. Cannot concentrate on one lady. Your brain cannot work. You cannot stay with one young man. You cannot. You must have multiple hi, I love you every day. You have Tunde, you have Ebuka, you have Nasiru. All of them. Continue. Hallelujah. Continue. One day your captivity, no man of God will deliver you. I'm telling you, your heart, when it is properly broken, properly, people don't learn. That's a problem. Look around you. When you see a fair lady with tattoo on her body looking like a prayer point, carrying, you know that she was once young with her breast standing straight. Her body were well curved. She was a slave queen one time. But her brain did not give her time to sit down and calm down. She was jumping from one person to another. And men are smart. We are gifted with sweet words. I will marry you. I will take care of you. They will spend on you just to have the honey. And once they have you 1, 2, 3, 4 times, you are by God. That's it. These are the way men are born. Ladies will not learn. You will take no matter what you share, they will not hear. And they say, the responsible men are not around. Every dog is not mad. If your dog has a problem, take him to psychiatric. Not all of us are mad. There are gentle, well-behaved men that can speak to one lady. Hallelujah. So for people, captivity and slavery is well deserved. It will be ignorant that will make a young guy that has not married you slap you. Throw you like a trash. Disgrace you publicly. You are a graduate of engineering. Graduate of XYZ. And then you are publicly humiliated to a guy has not paid one naira on your hair. Your father that gave back to you, trained you, has never done that. And then one dick and Harry somewhere. Because he don't like a handsome. To hell with his handsomeness. Altogether, people need to learn some things. Altogether, you need to learn some things. You'll be free from certain oppressions and captivity. Altogether. Number four, bondage of ignorance is your future will become unpredictable. That is unpredictable future. Isaiah 33 verse 6. Unpredictable future. Let's have, wow, he's very fast. And wisdom and knowledge shall be what? The stability of their time. That means the more you have wisdom and knowledge, we can predict your future. You are a stable human being. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Come on, do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Your life will be stable. We can predict your future. But when you see a full-blown ignoramus, he can be anything. Are there people in your phones you cannot call and put them on a speaker? Because you cannot predict what the person will say. Do you have people like that? Come on, do you have people like that? You cannot predict, because this person can go to Jupiter and come back and go to Mars. He can say anything at any moment. So when you call them, you reduce the volume and only you hear. Because you cannot predict them. But you know there are people of character that you can put them anytime on speaker and you are safe of what they will say. True or false? Your future is unpredictable when you are ignorant. We cannot predict what will come out of your life. Because tomorrow I can say you're no longer in ministry, you're supposed to be selling toothpaste. And then you leave. Tomorrow toothpaste is not working, you're supposed to be an online vendor. You move to a long. You know when we need to teach here, apply in federal teaching, and then you need to apply. Tomorrow Empower apply, you're there. Tomorrow police are recruiting, you are here with white khaki. Next tomorrow, you are not jumping from left, right to center. Like a confused wind. Cannot be focused on one thing. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot predict your future. Every recruitment, your CV is in 30 employment. It means you are confused. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Yes. Imagine somebody apply to police, federal university, apply to teaching community, apply anywhere he saw appetite. His CV is just be, he said the Bible, and then he will call, the Bible says, scatter your seed abroad. You are a confused entity. Confused entity, hallelujah. You can easily leave a job because of something. Just think about it. I had an oil job. I left it to be here. I had a big, top hotel is a place people dream to work with. I had a job there. I left it. What I know, or what I know and where I'm going to, I will never get it there. Hallelujah. You can predict my future. Do you think I will fail? You think I'll fail you on your own? Hallelujah. Number five, bondage of ignorance is what? Inverted mindset. An animalistic lifestyle. I like this word. Your mindset will be inverted. Let's have Isaiah 45 verse 20, man. Isaiah 45 verse 20. Inverted mindset. The Bible says, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that have escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their gravy. Just think about it. Guys, are we together?
Yes, sir.
I carried an axe and I went to the bush. I cut off a tree. Come down and use my tool to shape it. Keep it and balance it so that it will not fall. And wake up in the morning and say, this is my God. Think about that backward thinking. Just think about it. You are calling morning, night, morning. Just, you went and brought the idol. God, you gave it the shape it has. So this is your idol. People will, you know, Baal worship is sacrifice of sons and daughters. That's why God hated it so much. Carry live daughters of 17, 14 years, virgin, and throw them to a live fire. Think about that abomination. There's God of fertility. There is God of this. There is God of this. There is God of the morning. There is God of... Very inverted thinking. You know what is inverted? You know what is inverted at all? Like, top this pulpit, let these legs be the one on top. Thinking will be inverted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because of the way you're supposed to think, you will never think correctly. Hallelujah. When the most important people you should be spending your money on is your father and your siblings and your purpose. But your money is going anywhere. You cannot account. You are buying airtime for people you don't know and will never know. You are sending money to people you have no business and dealing with. And the people that you should take care of, you are not taking care of them. There are many people in the cities and their parents are in the village suffering and they are giving gas to people in the city. Doing things for people their fathers have never tested. If you have ever bought a meal for a young girl that you have never done for your parents, your thinking is inverted. That's the truth. That's true. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. So inverted mindset. Praise God. May your mind not be inverted in the name of Jesus. Number 6. Bondage of ignorance is misrepresented identity of others. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, when they saw the bonus come, don't worry, just put Psalm 73 verse 22 up screen. Psalm 73, 22. But in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, when they saw the bonus of Peter and James, they knew that they had been with Christ. How do you get that? The Bible says, so foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. It's ignorance that will make you see a beautiful young girl as Moyo. And then this girl is a secondary school student. Look, because of the way she looks. Very gentle and coordinated. Is that not true? It's because you don't know. Have you ever met somebody and rated him lower? All in his score, that person is times five of what you were thinking. Has it ever happened to you? It's because of the level of ignorance. Because you think people are judged by their looks. Is that not true? You show people because of their looks. You think because the lady is fine. Guys, let me give you one advice. See, not every lady. Most ladies you see, everyone, most, they have problems from their family. Wait, calm down. Let me first. Some of them have, they will never tell you that. All you will see is the packaging. And because this lady is fine, she looks as if she's clean. And that's why you don't hear God. Men will not hear God. They go after beauty. Until when after she has said yes, and then she begins to download, your eyes will open. Hallelujah. You cannot leave. Because if you are married, it's a fixed deposit. You know what is fixed deposit? You can't withdraw it and you die. That is a fixed deposit. I learned this on the walk. When some ladies come and sit down before me and tell me their problems, you, if they tell me it's somebody to, I will never believe. Same with the brothers or ladies. Don't forget this packaging they are doing. Many of them, they don't even know the court left from the right. But when they come before you, they come with elegancy of King Solomon's English. How beautiful are thou, my beloved? Well, like the cedar tree. And they tell you what you want to hear. And then when you enter their life, they say, see, my father is actually... And then they begin to tell you realities. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So you need to be calm. Learn not to judge people. When you grow more, you know that you don't judge people by their sight. You hear them first or give them a benefit of doubt and time. How do you get that? So you learn. Now, there's nothing about human beings that will shock me again. I don't want to say I've had the word, but I've had unbelievable things. I'm from unbelievable people. I have learned to take people as they are. Together, because I also have my story. Is that not true? So I have my story. So, wisdom or ignorance, when you begin to misrepresent people, it shows a level of ignorance. And then because somebody has a bad story or a bad family background, doesn't mean the person is like that. Not everybody from the north is Boko Haram. Those of you from the west. Not all of us are Boko Haram. All together. Not everybody in the north is carrying knife and dagger. Because that's what they think all of us in the north are Boko Haram. How many of you had that message before you came to Kogi State? How many of you here? None of you had that kind of mindset. I know some of you have had that kind of mindset. Not all of us are Boko Haram. Not everybody in Calabar is a prostitute. Not every lady there is a prostitute. Because many people think Calabar people who are prostitutes. And Edo ladies also. But not all of them are like that. Not every young guy from Lagos is a cultist. Not all of them are Yahoo boys. So ignorance makes you to begin to misrepresent people. All together? All together. Number seven bondage of ignorance is religiosity and painful hypocrisy. Religiosity and painful hypocrisy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 10 to 12. Hallelujah, our time is gone, so just write that. 1 Corinthians 8 from verse 10 to 12 and then Acts 3:17. Hallelujah. Many people live religious lifestyle because of ignorance. Hallelujah. I heard of a story, humorous story, that a man had to have, want to have intimate relationship with his wife, and she had, I want to cover my hair, I want to cover my hair. And she wants, you must cover her hair. Hallelujah. Cannot move anywhere until your hair is covered. Covered to the nose. Your skin must be dragging on the floor to show you are really consecrated. Hallelujah. Your holiness level is revealed by your regalia. Your tie must be well ghettoed. If you are not wearing tie, you are not anointed. How do you get that? You must be wearing tie. Any pastor that is wearing native is not called. People live a lot of religious lifestyles because they don't know. Any lady not covering her hair, she's not called. She's not anointed. You must cover your hair. Jesus Christ said, cover your hair. And they call what they don't know. Why should a woman wear trouser? Why should a woman wear trouser? Look at Joyce Meyer. Does she look anointed to you? Where are you compared to her level? Think of where you are and saying what you are saying. And look at Joyce Meyer. Where are you compared to her? Am I saying a lady should just reveal her full shape? No. There is decency and modesty. Are we together? Yes. But many people are religious because of what they don't know. I'm not saying a lady should reveal everything and leave nothing to imagination. There is decency. Hallelujah. But many people live a lot of religious things that they don't know about because they are fully ignorant. Hallelujah. Why should a man of God be driving a private jet? Why should a man of God be riding a private jet? How much is your money inside a private jet? How much is your money inside there? Do you even know what is the name of? All you know is private jet. What type of private jet? Do you know how you think private is like entering KK? People don't know. They don't know what it means to have one. They don't know what it means to become Bishop Oyedepo. They have no clue. No idea. No faintest idea what it means to be a man of God. See, if you don't play instrument, you have no idea what it means to be an instrumentalist. The way this guy is waxing his hand and playing this from his side, you will have no clue. Try and sit down here and carry these two sticks and see what you will play. Even yourself, you don't like to hear yourself. That's the truth. Many people have no idea what it is to stand on a Sunday morning to preach a sermon. I listened to over 9 hours message. To be ready this morning. On Thursday, I listened to over 8 hours. Apart from the books I've read. What I'm saying now is here, I just sat down, the Holy Spirit just open your head, go up, take. That will happen. Oh, people can insult men of God anytime. You know what it means to receive a song and sing a song and somebody will download. You will insult musicians as if they are singing and they cannot even sing very well. You hold the mic and sing. Until you try something, then you appreciate those doing it. Are we there? So many religions, many people don't really know. And number 8, irreversible consequence of action. When you are ignorant, you do actions that are irreversible. Are we together? Do you think if Lucifer knows that he will be where he is today, he will have done what he did? Come on, are we together? Do you think if Lucifer knew that his rebellion, this is what it will end, do you think he will have done what he has done? He won't do it. Do you think Judas knows by selling Jesus Christ? That was how we end. Will he have done it? Many people don't know that what they did, and God will forgive. God is merciful. He will forgive you. If you have a son before you gave your life to Christ, now you are born again, will the son evaporate? Eh? You had a child before giving my life, you are born again, you are speaking in tongues, you are calling down fire. That son is somewhere looking. As you are shouting fire, he is looking at you, I'm here. Your effect, your resultant effect of your action is there. So many people do things that have irreversible consequence. God will forgive you, but the consequence will be there right at your face. Are we together? So many, do you have ignorance at all, the way I'm talking like this? Are you getting blessed? Do you think ignorance is a good thing or a bad thing? Eh? Alright. You will be denying your legal right. In Galatians 1:4 from verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, a child, though being a son, differed not from a servant, is kept under tutors until he grows up. Hallelujah. There are many things that will never be committed to you, even though they are your own, until you grow up. The Bible says, we are healed, but we will never receive our healing until we get what we need to get. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, the Bible says, this was the scripture that delivered me from poverty. And I said, I will never be broke. Say that, don't we look for 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. You'll be denied of your legal rights. Are we together? You'll be denied of your legal rights. 2 Corinthians 8. So don't we know the grace of God? Though he was rich, he became poor, that we, through his poverty, may become rich. Are you together? Now that is it. I know that God has suffered so that I will become rich. Anybody can preach anything about prosperity. The person that is preaching about poverty came to that service with a car. And you are trekking. And he says you should not prosper. Let him sell the car and be trekking with me. But the person that is preaching that sermon has a microphone, a very good high-tech microphone. And you are struggling with China, he says you should not be broke. When he made that message, he's drinking in Hollandia at home. Over life. Where you are struggling with tap water, Ebro water. And you can even afford pure water. And the man says you should not be rich. All that's important is let your soul be pure. Hallelujah. Let him to leave this privilege. Come and live where I'm living. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? I refuse to be poor. I refuse it. I refuse. I will drive a car if God blesses me today. With a car I can maintain a Mercedes E-Class. Next Sunday, I will polish my shoe and you will see me with it here. I'll pack it here. Anybody that is angry can go and hug transformer. It is on his own. That's the truth. God gives me a car, I will drive it. Well, hear God very well. I'm coming to preach. And look, I'm telling you. Not that after driving 3 hours in the car, that once it's entered God, you hit everybody in the car. Everybody touching you, perfumes of everybody touching you. By the time you come for a service, you are prayed up, you are already tired. Think about it sitting in a leather seat car. With a good ambience. The ambience is the, imagine it. Just think about it. Think about a house where there is, as you are sleeping, the AC is blowing, the bed sheet is solid, the bed is born again. No mosquito sings a song. When you wake up, you know God is alive. There are bad that when you wake up, you think that the whole world is against you. This time when they say somebody woke up from the wrong side of the bed. When you wake up, your bones are telling you we are not okay. Your muscles are telling you we need a change of lifestyle. And then you wake up to a warm food. Wake up to Gary or Eba. Early morning. Hallelujah. May your right not be denied you because of ignorance. Know what is yours. I will get up and go for it. Finally, the consequence of ignorance is confusion and disorder. Now, how do people become ignorant? How is ignorance achieved? Now, this is very, very, this is what I'm about to share now is two-edged. Are we together? Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23, says God is not a God of disorder. Once you don't know, your life will be in chaos. Are we together? Now, when you move to a house of an educated person, the order in the house is different from an uneducated person. Is that not true? It cannot be the same. The order will not be the same. Praise God. Now, how do people become ignorant? Do you understand? If you ever see ignorance, don't forget I said in the beginning that a secondary school graduate is educated, but he's still at the level of ignorance. an undergraduate is educated, but is still at another level of ignorance. Altogether, a doctor is educated, but at his level of education, he is at another level of ignorance altogether. So they are in levels, is that correct? Now, how do people become ignorant? Or how is ignorance achieved? And if you want to make somebody ignorant with these keys, you can make anybody ignorant. Do you understand? Number one way people achieve ignorance is by hatred and rejection of knowledge channels. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 that we read. And then Proverbs chapter 1 verse 29. And then Romans 1:28. Hosea 4:6. Proverbs 1:29. And then Romans 1:28. When people hate and reject knowledge, do you hear that? They are on the pathway to ignorance. Ignorance. How do you hear that? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast what? They rejected it, not that is not there. Don't forget, last Sunday I said that every question you have is in a book. Do you remember? So if you don't know it because you rejected it, it's there. It's there. He said he read 5 books this week. Think about how his life will be. He can't be, just imagine reading 5 books every day. His head will blow. One day he woke up in the morning and said, no more! I'm telling you, he will wake up one day after knowing something, say no more. And that is it. No more God will lay hands on him, he will be free. The first time I started reading books, 2013, I read 50 books that year. 2016, I read 60. Imagine the number of books I'll be reading by this year. Back to back, not these 2 chapters. At that time, I don't know what it is. I started reading soft copy books last year. Hard copies book. I bought them with my money. I was borrowing books like nothing. See, I don't have time. I'm busy. But you can watch seasonal movies, 67 hours. I have not watched one season movie in my life. I'm not saying it's bad though. But think about the number of hours you're investing. And think about investing them, half of them in books. Where will you be thinking now? It's not that knowledge is not there. Look at books there, but every day you pass it as if you don't see them. You will never download a book. You will never go for seminars. Now this is Sunday morning, some people are at home doing nothing. It's not because knowledge is not there, because they chose to reject it. Altogether, they will prefer if it is an anointing prayer deliverance service. You cast a demon, the demon will meet them by the roadside. Let's continue. So people become ignorant because they reject knowledge. They reject it. Every knowledge you have rejected, go for them now. Don't forget what I said last week. What you don't learn today, you will pay for them tomorrow. Do you understand that? Number two way people become ignorant is by hoarding. H-A-R-D, hoarding of information or knowledge. By the custodian of that knowledge. In Proverbs 12 verse 23. There are many people that hide information and knowledge from people. Is that true? Hoarding of information. That is what you can make Nigerians, as many Nigerians are ignorant. When you read people, that is why I don't like reading some Nigerian news channels. You know that these people have no idea of this country. The Bible says a prudent man concealed knowledge. You can hide knowledge from people. Do you understand that? Nobody knows how much a governor in Nigeria owns. Do you know? Nobody knows. Only people that know elite, they're the ones. Nobody knows how much Nigeria actually makes from oil. You will never know that information. Nobody knows how much enter Kogi State every month. They will hide that information from you, two of us. So people hide it and keep the people in perpetual ignorance. They tell you what they want you to know on news. They tell every news in Nigeria is edited. Do you know that? It's only in this your country that the president can wake up and say, these channels are closed. News channels are supposed to be independent bodies. Independent. They are supposed to say anything they want to say so long as it's right. But this is your country. Praise God. So, if you don't want anybody to know something about you, don't say it. They will not know. Don't post your picture on Facebook and WhatsApp. People don't know your current state. Is that true? You can decide to hide yourself from people. Me, it was the one that said I should change my profile picture on WhatsApp or on Facebook. And I have to change it. Hallelujah. Because I believe it's only professional advice. But even I would have let that be, like, when I was seeing people's comments, they wouldn't have known about my state. So all these things, that anything could happen, you tell people, you post it everywhere, you are dispersing your information. They know when you buy a new set, when you buy a new shoe. They know when you bought a phone, because the shot was taken by Infinix X5. They know you have a new phone now. They know every information about you. See me in Dubai, because you just fly out. You take a selfie and upload. Oh, know everything about you. High information. Let everything be secret. When people are thinking you have 100,000 naira in your account, you should be having 1,000,000. That's it. That's the way to live. Do you understand? When people are thinking you have 1,000 naira, you actually have 100. Tell them what they need to know and keep the remaining secret. Do you understand? Learn to keep people ignorant about certain things about your life intentionally. There's something you will never discover with anybody. Apart from my fiancée, there are things nobody in this world knows. Because she has a right to those informations. How did that? Meanwhile, even her, there are things that God told me and he said it's not your time, she doesn't know. So, like to hoard information because that is what is done to you. They tell you what they want you to know and hide the things you shouldn't know, they don't want to know. So, and people become ignorant. Let people have some level of ignorance about your life. Every time you are traveling, everybody's aware. I'm on my journey on WhatsApp. Lagos, here I come. Abuja, here I come. You're just there rampaging your mouth like telling everybody about your life. People don't have the right to that kind of information. See, I will keep people ignorant about certain information about my life. Hallelujah. Number three way people achieve ignorance is absence of transfer of knowledge and teachers. In second, absence of what? Transfer of knowledge and teachers. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 3. When teachers that should be transferring knowledge are not around, 2 Chronicles 15 verse 3. People will not be informative and people will not be taught. Are we get that? The Bible says, now for a long season. Are we get that? Israel has been with that word, the true God, and without a teaching priest. Now, because they are not around, the rest is disaster. The Bible says a generation arose after the death of Joshua that knew not God. Because nobody was available to transfer that knowledge and transfer that information. How do you get that? How do you get that? So, after the Bible says a king arose in Egypt in Exodus 1 verse 8 that knew not Joseph. But nobody transferred that knowledge to him. That was a monumental entity that left, that delivered the city. Nobody transferred that information to him. Bible beginning Deuteronomy 4 verse 10, 6 verse 7, about how to transfer knowledge. First of all, when you grow up with your father, he tells you things about your family, or somebody said that, his father said, don't go to your village, then ever near there. He put an embargo on the village, don't near there. Why? The father didn't even tell him. He's a priest, he even have a father. If he didn't have a father, to have told him, one day he'll just go there. And they will say, Suya has come, Suya. And by now he's been there, should be. Is that not true? There should be people that should be transferring knowledge from generation to another. That is why you must value impartation. How is that? Yes, value impartation, value grace addition. Value it because it is a transfer. When there are no people to transfer, what happened if Robert Lydon has already been God generals? We wouldn't have known what happened in those days. Do you know that? Yes, it has never been transferred. All do you know that what happened in Nigeria is more than that in God generals? We are aware. Yes. But because nobody documented it and transferred it. Smith Wigglesworth wrote 18 people from the dead, documented. But it is documented that the ones that were counted Apostle Babalola were over 33. The miracle that man did suspended in the ear, if they document it, they will not believe it. The kind of revival in Nigeria that some full-blown ignoramus are talking about. What is happening in Nigeria has never happened in the world, not to east, west, to south. There is no country in this world that has the capacity of Nigeria. The biggest church in the world where people are full back to back, abroad, overflow, is in Nigeria. Glory Dome. The biggest of its kind is the Cathedral of Salvation Ministry that is going on, that should be dedicated soon. In the whole world, nobody has gathered the ground, including Rehabonke, Benihim, put together. They have not gathered the crowd that they are able to gather in Holy Ghost Congress. Are you hearing me at all? Look at the kind of heavyweight we have in this country. Pastor Chris, Dr. Paul Eneche, Tadi Iya Adeboye, Dicho Olukoya, people owning universities. How many white men outside the country own a university? Do you know what I'm talking about? Because many people don't know, because nobody, they don't even know. We don't document information, we don't transfer them. Somebody can have and say, we are trotting God for a revival in Nigeria. The move of God. What is the move of God you're thinking about? Some people have a Disney Island. You know Disney Island? Those cartoons, those imagining things that ladies wash. A guy should wake up in the morning, go and bring you breakfast, and then bring you to your bed, and then kiss you, and then carry you. That is Disney. It is Africa. Wake up. It doesn't exist in real life. Alright. They watch it in Disney Island, and then that's the kind of man they're dreaming. My dream husband. They watch one cartoon. They watch those Chinese, Indian, those Philippine guys. And that one is on their head. That is the Disney image they have. In the days of Oral Robot, Kenneth E. Hagin, William Branham, all those men, they were alive in the same time. Who didn't know a revival was on? Hope you know that. The people in their days never knew a revival. It's not because they wrote it and it transferred to us and are calling it a revival. Just think about after 10 years from now or 50 years from now, when these men of God are not around. Now you begin to pray, where is Bishop Oyedepo? When they were alive and you were there with your innocent brain, you insult them and say there is no revival in Nigeria. Gather a crowd, not audio crowd on Facebook or WhatsApp, live crowd. Bishop Oyedepo's capacity Kenala is 50,000. Are you aware? 50,000 live human beings. He runs 5 services there. 4 a.m. there is traffic on that road till midnight. Week in, week out. People are not that stupid. To live on the other side of Lagos to come and hear a man for a 40-minute message and begin to struggle to live back again, and next Sunday they are coming. If Babalawo are that powerful, let them wear the suit and come and try it. How later? And then people don't know it. Just come last Sunday of this month. Praise God. Hallelujah. So people, thank God for people that wrote books and transfer knowledge to us. We know the same thing because of men that have been able to pass on knowledge to us. All together. So when there is absence of transfer, people become ignorant. People are caught up with their generation. It will be an ignorant Igbo person now that will be saying, let Biafra come, Biafra come, Biafra. He doesn't know what is Biafra. He has not read the history. Do you understand me now? It's an ignorant Igbo person that will that statement is a sign of advanced stage 7 of ignorance. Hallelujah. Number 4, how people become ignorant is satanic manipulation and blindfold. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 23. Satanic manipulations and what? Blindfold. When Satan manifold people, yes, the Bible says 4:22. I'm sorry. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil. But to do good, they have no knowledge. Hallelujah. The devil blind the minds of certain people, blind their mind. On Sunday, they will never go to church. Never. They'll be chasing money that they will never catch. Never catch. How do you get that? Never go late for an appointment, but to God's presence, they are professional what? I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 5 is divine permutation. There are things that God has decidedly to hide from people. We'll be looking at mysteries one of these days. How to get that this month? How to unravel ministries. You know, in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the Bible says, the secret thing belongs to God. Hallelujah. There are things that God has decided to keep from us and kept us ignorant about. Do you know that? There are things that God has kept away even from Jesus Christ, two of us. So that the hour of rapture, nobody knows apart from God. Is that true? There are things that angels don't know. In 1 Peter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, things that angels desire to look about. There are things that angels also, there are things that God has intentionally hidden from us. But in Deuteronomy 29:29, the Bible says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed, there are those things that are revealed to us. He said they belong to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. All together. And then number 6, very, very important. How people become ignorant is half truth or diluted truth or outright falsehood. In Genesis to the 3 verse 4, half truth, half, diluted truth, and then outright falsehood. Okay. Bible said, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You will die, but you will not surely die. That was the truth, but that was half. Is that not true? Yes. Come on, is that not true? How do you know that half truth is more dangerous than a full lie? Is that true? Half truth is more dangerous than a true lie. That is why religious people are more dangerous than unbelievers. Min was telling me they went for morning cry one of these mornings, and then a Christian came out with a cutlass. I'll cut your head. I told him not to cut my window, he'll be shouting. I said, even Jesus Christ went to the wilderness to preach. You see, he has a level of truth, but it's super diluted. How can you come with a cutlass? That act, you know, is not correct to start with, to threaten them. He should be the one joining them in the morning to go for that morning cry. Half truth, diluted truth, and outright falsehood. When people begin to say, there is a doctrine. When you keep saying falsehood over time, people will take it to be the right thing. Hope you know that. When you keep saying falsehood, so there are some things, there are some falsehoods that have been going on, and people are taking it to be right. So half truth, most people that don't tell you the truth, they tell you the truth, but not really the truth. Not really, you know the way you can lie to somebody, but you're not telling the truth. You told the person the information, but you are not listening to the truth. You know what I'm saying now? Like, you are fasting now. You don't want to say you are fasting. Are you fasting? I'm watching. You didn't say whether you are fasting or you are not fasting. Come and eat food. You did not say whether you are fasting or not. Say it's a half-truth. How do you hear that? Now, that will keep that person on the state of a loose. You'll be just suspended. You just be ignorant. Then finally, it's abuse of knowledge. The reason why how ignorance is achieved is abuse of knowledge. There is a level, please, can you just give me 7 minutes? Something happened that we just have to overshoot this evening, this morning. All together? Is that okay? Alright. Abuse of knowledge. It is ignorance that made people celebrate music stars and insult professors. In this country, the president of these countries, when they have, even banks, when they have a talent hunt, they give them a car, 2 million and something like that. But when they have quiz competition, they give them 100,000. And a pack of pig milk. Is that not true? Yes. They will give people that are intellectually sound, have a future potential, that can develop this nation. They will give them 100,000 and give them a sachet of pig milk. But even a musician, they will give them an E-class car and 100 million and a recording deal. So people have exalted ignorance above knowledge. So now a young average young boy now in secondary school, where do you want to be, Davido? You will never hear them mention Ben Carson. You never hear them mention relevant entities. You will never hear them. But mention people that are just menace to the society. And to mention, some names are coming to my head, but I'm preaching. Praise God. They mention certain names that shouldn't be. Young lady, who is your mother? She'll mention one people that I cannot believe. Christian ladies have on their wallpaper certain people that you don't believe as their idols. You want them to defend them with energy and zeal. People that publicly come out naked. I like her. Because she sang one song and there is Jesus in the song. Oh, she's a Christian, she's even a believer. It's just a stage. Your problem cannot be casted out. That's a problem. That kind of demon can't be casted. Hallelujah. But they are not here. Are they here? No, they are not here. Praise God. So how do you solve ignorance? That will close. How do you solve ignorance? How many of you are blessed so far? How do we solve ignorance? Number one is by teaching. Jeremiah 3:15. It's by teaching, by mentoring, by fatherhood. Are we together? By what? teaching, by mentoring, and by what? Fatherhood. The Bible says, and I will give you, please read this. Please read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. And I will give you what? Pastors according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Anybody that has no respect for mentoring, for fatherhood, for teaching, for lecturing, he has sentenced his life to a lifestyle of ignorance. Many things I know about ministry today, I got them on the platform of mentoring. People that have been in ministry for 30 years, when you hear from them, you will be able to be guided. There are many mistakes you will not make. Are you hearing me? Be available to be mentored, to be coached. Imagine me coaching somebody that is starting ministry. There are things I will tell him that he will never know. Do you understand that? Avail yourself of mentoring. Be fathered. Let somebody be able to sit down and you sit down. Stand up and you stand up. This meeting is not holding and it's not holding. Be under authority. You will, because many things. See, let me tell you something. When as a young man of God now, when somebody comes to you and say, I will be with you, I will stand with you to the end, I will be faithful with you, I will do anything, and then they begin to say certain things. Say, ah, this person is there for me for life. As a young person, you'll be deceived. I've gotten loyal people. But when you listen to fathers that have been in ministry for life, I was listening to one yesterday, he was saying that three ladies, they said that they'll be praying for him. They'll be fasting every day for years. And they were doing it. Let everything be well with our prophet. Let everything be well with him. Say, as he's talking now, they're no longer in the ministry. They are gone. Jeez! That's what he says. A person will come and say, we will stand by you. When there's trouble. But many people that are just spoken and just say a lot of things. He said, the way to test people is give them time. Don't just believe anything. Has that not saved me from a little heartache? Okay, reading that Howard Mays alone has settled me on the ministry for life. Just reading his books and listening to his messages. I download messages every, like I read, I tell, when I read people, when I see their story, I say, what? I know where to avoid. Listen, see, how many of you have been to Kaduna before? No, apart from you, only you. Apart from these two people, of course. How many of you have been to Kaduna? They don't know. First, imagine if you are going to Kaduna. I live in Kaduna, from Kaduna State. And then I'm telling you, when you are traveling, after you pass Abaji, slow down. The road from there to this Gogola, that is bad. Don't run on a high speed. There is a sharp pain after you pass Zuba. That place is very dangerous. There are no police on the road. When you are there, the governor says, no stop. Be on the high speed. Do you understand that? Now, the reason why I'm telling you that, because I have been there and I'm giving you instruction. That's what mentoring does. But you say, no, me, I'm a professional driver. I know how to drive on 360. And then you go and kill yourself like a chicken on the road, not because of any demon. Because you refuse to be guided. Are we together? Because you refuse to be guided. When you're with a guy, let's say a married woman, when you're with a guy, don't do X, Y, 1, 2, 3 to him. No matter how good it seems, when a married woman is telling something like that as a young girl, you should listen. Listen, no, bro, Simon is exceptional. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. You don't know anything yet. You don't know anything yet. There's some certain level that when a father is advising you as a young man, they know, no, me, I have a first class in chemical engineering. My life is very well. My financial life is very, very stable. My course is volume. My course is marketable. People will begin to look for me everywhere. All things are going to be okay. Do not listen to that kind of advice. Then you marry a wife. When they tell you, begin to build, I say, no. We don't need to save this kind of country. Buy Bitcoin. This kind of country. You know, here, listen. Mentoring will save you from heartache. When they tell you their mistakes, you will achieve things faster than they did. Do you understand that? Yes. But the point is, they say he wouldn't have built Glorydom even because of the advice his spiritual father gave him. There was a time they wanted to buy buses for the church just because he saw his spiritual father has buses. Wanted to buy. The point is, they said, don't buy buses. He said, when Bishop Oyedepo told him not to buy buses, he felt bad. But you people have buses. Why should you not buy a bus? But because his father, he obeyed. Later, he saw the wisdom. He was grateful. Do you understand that? Because you see somebody having buses, you don't know the kind of money he's maintaining those buses. You know the kind of pressure. Because you saw somebody's job and he stopped you from doing it. That means he knows better. Do you understand that? So go for mentoring. It will give you. Number two way of acquiring, solving ignorance is by experience. Now your own experience, good or bad, or the experience of others. In Job chapter 42 verse 5. And your experience and the experience of others. Job 42 verse 5. You know, in Daniel chapter 4 verse 37, the Bible says, after Nebuchadnezzar was proud, and then God humbled him, he said, I now, Nebuchadnezzar, doth exalt the name of our God. How do you get that? A spirit has taught him not to be ignorant. Bible says, I have heard of thee. I have been hearing about you by the hearing of the ear. But now, my eyes see thee. Don't believe everybody that says he loves you, not here. If you say he loves me, if he blushes, he loves me, and then people break your heart. The next time you hear, I love you, forget that thing. Let me say, forget that thing. To be serious, what they're talking about. But before, when they told you before, the experience of others that they have been broken, you didn't hear. So then your experience will teach you, but don't wait for your experience because it can be costly. Learn from the experience of others, good or bad. Altogether, learn from them. Look from people. When you see your father trekking or riding Okada or riding man, wait, learn from his experience. Sit him down one day. What happened? Let them tell you X, Y, Z. They will tell you. And then you avoid those mistakes they made like cancer. How do you get that? Learn them. And then number three way to solve ignorance is the fear of the Lord. Bible beginning in Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. Hallelujah. Fear of the Lord. And then love instructions. Proverbs 12 verse 1. Love instructions. Proverbs 12 verse 1. You know, I'm the kind of person that when I tell somebody one thing, especially people I consider you listen to me, and they don't do it again. I find it difficult to repeat instructions. How do you get that? Because I know this person doesn't love instructions. When I say do this, do it. You see, people have different styles of doing things. Some people enjoy, God said I should tell you this. God said I should do this. God said this, God said this. So they add God to everything they do. How do you get that? I am not that kind of person. Some people are not like that. I can receive an instruction from someone. I'll just come and tell you, just do this, do this. But when you read your Bible, God instructed Joshua. And when he came to Joshua, he said, well, do this. He didn't tell him God said this. I don't need to tell you, God said, I should tell you to do this. So anytime you receive an instruction from people, just do it. How do you get that? Sit at this place. Sit there. This is the way you should behave. Behave like that. Learn to receive instructions. How do you get that? Whosoever loveth instruction, what? Loveth knowledge. Do you see that? Anybody that loves to be instructed is a sign that he loves knowledge. But he that hated reproof is prudish. Hallelujah. Now I give you three counsel and then we close. Number one, go for knowledge and fight ignorance. That's number one. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 5. That will say, add to this. Add to what? Go for ignorance. Add to your faith knowledge. How do you get that? Go for knowledge and fight ignorance. Fight it with your life. Do you understand me? Fight it. Shout, I will fight it. I will fight ignorance anywhere. Number two, don't forget we are in a generation where ignorance is not permitted. Something is smelling. We are in a generation where ignorance is not permitted. In this generation, ignorance is not permitted. Hope you know that. We are in a generation of knowledge. So don't want it at all. Number three, God desires that we stay away from ignorance. When you read Romans 11:25 and 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Then design, how to design ignorance is via words. How to get that? Learn to discern ignorance from words. Just imagine now, I come to you. See, how do you get that? I come to you, and I tell you this. When a woman is giving birth, her waist will start paining her. When her waist started paining her, there is something in between her stomach that will start paining her. Have I given birth? Do you know how to give birth? Have I given birth before? You'll be able, you know that this is hyper symptoms of ignorance. By my words. When you hear somebody say, Buhari told Tinubu, Tinubu told this, and when they after they meet it, they say this, you have never been to Aso Rock. You don't even know how they afford, whether they're using MTN or Airtel. You don't know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows where they are. But you hear some people talk about what these people discuss, I think they were there. Have you heard people talk like that? Have you heard people talk like that? You hear people discuss about football stars. In fact, when our coach wanted to buy this, he said this. When our coach wanted to say this, he said this. When our coach said this, he said this. You have never traveled up to Ghana. Ghana, you are not born there. You have never seen anything international, but you can discover football and see you are the one buying the players. This player is not good. They went, you know, there are some things that when you hear people talk about, by their words, you will know that this person is ignorant. Is that true? So discern it by their words and by their actions. And when you find them, mark them. And the Bible says, run from them. How do you do that? If not, it will contact you. Very soon you will start talking with them. Like them. Say, if you work with a liar, somebody will lie. I will just lie. So the person will just lie. Me, it's not true. And because it's your friend, it's true. Is that not true? Yeah, you didn't plan to lie. You're not a liar. But because you have a team, you just tell one capital lie. You say, and then you ask, it's not true. Because you're a friend, you say, it's true. And you have done it to lie. Has it ever happened to you before? Have you got implicated because of somebody? Has it ever happened to you? All of us, that's happened to you. Let me look like me. I see all of you are sent. That's happened to all of us. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 38. Please read this scripture. 1 Corinthians 14:38. Now please let's read this one. This is my advice after preaching this morning. Let's read. But if any be ignorant. Alright. So the other one, the thing I'll share and you decide. Okay, continue. I read the Bible, is that correct? 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 5. Another last words for today. 2 Peter 3 verse 5. So in case of ignorance, just continue. After all the print this morning. What does it say? For this they what? Willingly are ignorant. They decided willingly. Just imagine being in this kind of church and you're still ignorant. Imagine being in this kind of church and you still don't want to read books. Imagine being here and still want to go to be mentored. Imagine being here. That means you have willingly decided to be ignorant. Is that not true? Yes, Bible said, but if they are willingly by the word of the Lord, let them continue. Hallelujah. Praise God. But none of you will make this choice in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we are about to close. Pastor Zika is leaving tomorrow, so I will call him to pray for us and prophesy over the ministry and then take the offering and close. Can I just give him 3 minutes for that? But I come to you on our feet, first of all, and appreciate God for tonight's word and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise. Can you appreciate God for the word? Can you appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. We receive the grace to be fixed on in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you'll be free from every spirit of ignorance, every grip of ignorance. Now I want to pray for you. Anything that has happened to you because of ignorance, you are delivered and freed in Jesus' name. Now I've done all the prayers before ministry and you are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. This is a rare privilege that I have. Please, can we have Isaiah 33 verse 6. Firstly, I'd like for us to honor Apostle. Let's pray for him that God will refill him and replenish him. That the mighty hand of God will rest upon him greatly. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. How many of you want to be stable in life, financially, spiritually? You want your salvation to remain till as long as possible. The Bible says it is by knowledge and wisdom. So, you see that what Apostle is giving us is not a joke. It's not. I saw this scripture while I was... See? I have today's message like 3 pages on my Twitter. 3. I will download and re-download it while I get home. Please, I don't want us to take it for granted. I want to pray over the ministry and then pray over our lives shortly. But I would like for us to know that ignorance is what will even stop you from having encounters? Why do I say this? Is simply because if you want to meet with Jesus, the Bible makes us to understand, I think it's in Matthew chapter 11 verse 30 or so, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." If you don't have a knowledge of the Lord, you don't have a knowledge of his person, there is no way you can come to him. It is by knowledge you have encounter. In this kingdom, we grow by understanding. Our levels change by understanding. Where I am today is not because of maybe because I was anointed or I was born with the anointing. I had to learn certain things. Knowledge brought me to this level. Hallelujah. And then you will keep growing in life because of knowledge. Barrister shared with us that there was an appetite for knowledge because of what happened last Sunday. And then I was sharing with somebody recently that, you see, what we do in this ministry when we take communion is we are entering the covenant. So for some of you that take extra, I hope you do it with understanding. Amen. Because you can take that communion, take, we'll give you the bottle and you eat all the bread and nothing in your life changes. Amen. But understanding is what will shift you. I'm telling you. If you are in this ministry and just like what Papa is saying, and you enter into relationships anyhow, then it's your fault. Amen. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. So you can predict your future through knowledge. Hallelujah. You can predict what will happen to you. You don't need to be a prophet. Now let me go and hear what the prophet will know. Knowledge. And I want to pray for you. And just like what Papa always tell us, he will tell us that even if you are imparted, if your head is still empty, the oil will not function. Hallelujah. So all I want to do here is just to re-emphasize what Apostle has been saying over us. I pray this morning concerning this ministry that the Lord that has started it, he being faithful will finish it, will bring it to the end in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God that wants to be introduced into this body, into this system, is not permitted in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that from the intentions of their heart, from the imagination, they shall be cast away. Any man with an intention that is anti-Christ, anti this ministry, they shall fail in the name of Jesus. We decree in unity of faith that anything that wants to enter, the Bible speaking in Jude, that there are some that have crept into the body and they are promoting the system, anything as such shall not function or prosper here in the name of Jesus. We decree this ministry successful and prosperous in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I decree over our lives that those things that seem like mountains, today is the end. By the introduction of this revelation and knowledge into our lives, those things have met with their end today in the name of Jesus. I decree over your life that any place in your life where fear is existing, today is the end in the name of Jesus. Your knowledge shall be converted to solutions. I said your knowledge shall be converted to solutions. Everything fled today shall become your realities in the name of Jesus. And you shall be stable in your life. You'll be able to predict the future in the name of Jesus. That grace to discern right from wrong is given to us today in the name of Jesus. It is well with your going out and your coming in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, come. We celebrate Jesus for that package and offering. Amen. See, I want you to do something probably at the end of this month because of the series we are looking at. I want you to package a dangerous seed for God. Amen. Amen. It's a way of keying into the grace available to move into your reality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has been a wonderful time in God's presence. We sincerely apologize for the time. And then we would like for us to also invite friends and those that are coming in. Tell them that this.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.